So the truth is, I don't. So what do you know if you don't know? You look in Rashi, and what did Rashi say? Kula shibusa, you have it in front of you. So the Gemara says, the Rashi says, what he did is, he caught a big shtickle, a big loaf, a big part, a big portion. And why? Big portion shows, oh, Kavod Shabbos, I'm going to eat a lot, and I, you know, give out big pieces. This seems to be, to cut it more in the middle than cutting it from the side, which I'm not going to go into. It was a whole halachic discussion, better, which is better to cut in the middle, the side, not my discussion. I'm talking about Lechem Mishneh. The Gemara says, Naka da Kula Shirusa, he cut it, big, big shtickle challah. The Rashba, you have a Rashba there also?
Yes.
Okay, so you can look up the Rashba. The Rashba says, on the Gemara, Daf Kuf Yizan HaBeis, the Rashba says, I don't like Rashi's pshat, that he cut a big shtickle, because the Gemara, then afterwards says, is it, does it look like gluttony? Does it not look like, the Rashba, not important for me. What is important is the Rashba said that Kula Sherusa means he cut both loaves of bread. Nakat Kula Sherusa. He cut both loaves of bread. Isn't that interesting? He cut both loaves of bread. Akula Sherusa means he cut both loaves. Why would he do that? So I want to explain now a little bit because of the issue is going to come up a little complicated, but keep straight. Why do we have Lechem Mishneh? Because the Torah said, Zeich Laman, right? Laptu Lechem Mishneh. And the din of Lechem Mishneh, by the way, din of Lechem Mishneh is Daraisa Drabanan. What? Everybody in the world thinks it's Drabanan. Come on. No, of course everybody thinks it's Drabanan. It should be Drabanan. I mean, it makes sense it's Drabanan. Everybody in the world should say it's Drabanan. There's one person, a Rishon, the Yerbeim, who seems to think that it's Daraisa. But 99% of people, the whole post, can say it's Drabanan. But why do we do it? So we think you do it Zeich HaLaman. Okay, makes sense. Now, how did that happen? The truth is, you guys are you know, if you have your computers, you can do it. If not, you'll need a calculator. If you really need a calculator, I'm just going to make fun of you. Every day, Bnei Yisrael got man. Enough for the meals of the day. How many meals did they eat a day?
Two.
They ate what I call brunch and what I call lupper. One, you know what brunch is, now you can figure out what lupper is, right? And that's what they did every day. So on the Friday, when they woke up early in the morning, and they came out, they got a double portion. So they had four meals. Now the four meals should be brunch, lupper, right? But the difference is, of course, on Friday, Bnei Yisrael were careful to eat brunch before Shabbos. They ate lupper after Shabbos. They had brunch and lupper on Shabbos day, right? That's the way it was done. So, now figure it out. Every day they made man. So assuming there's a bread for the morning, a bread for the afternoon. So that they had two loaves. On Friday, of the Fridays, they had four loaves. So that means the morning of Friday, they ate one, they have three left. So now, Friday night, they had three loaves, they cut one, they have two more. Shabbos morning, they have Lechem Mishneh, and they cut one, and very nice, but Shalshudas, there's no Lechem Mishneh. They didn't have. So here's one of the reasons you could argue you don't need Lechem Mishneh by Shalshudas. They just didn't have. According to Rashba, we don't see what's going on here. They cut two challahs here, two challahs here, but Israel couldn't have done that. It's a Zeich HaLaman. So maybe you could say it's a Zeich HaLaman, but just to have the Lechem Mishneh, but not like Bnei Israel had, but it's a Zeich HaLaman. But you want to hear a great chap? The idea of having the Zeich HaLaman is not just Zeich HaLaman. It's a Zeich HaLechem HaPanim. The Lechem HaPanim is 12 challahs. So they say in the name of the Vilna Gaon, the truth is, I don't know what this is. I don't know what's printed. But they say in the name of the Vilna Gaon that he cut both challahs. That I do know where it's printed. That's in the Ma'aser Rav. In the Ma'aser Rav, it says the Vilna Gaon accepted the opinion of the Rashba, and he cut two challahs. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says in the din of of Lechem Mishnah, the Hagos Hagos says that he quotes this Rashba, and I know that Maaseh Rav, it says that's what the Vilna Gaon did. But you hear the Chav, he cut two challahs, supper, lunch, and challah shudas, right? So how many does he have all together? How many challahs? Six challahs. Six challahs cut in half makes 12. Keneged Lechem Apanim. The Gaon said that Shabbos, the man on Shabbos is, also should be 12. And the only way to do, the way to do 12 is what I said. You cut six challahs, cut them into half, and you get 12 challahs. And what's the reason for the 12 challahs? Anybody know?
Askina Sedasa.
Oh, you, did I say this before? Oh, can I tell the story anyway?
Sure.
Okay. You're the only one who knows it? I don't remember saying it. Did I tell the story? You know the story? You do know? Seriously.
I remember.
It's a great story. Years and years ago, Rabbi Ryan, did I tell you the story? You remember it? What? I did it last year? I apologize. I didn't. Oh, because I talked about Menachem of Shabbos. Oh, that's why I remember it so well. I apologize. So, I tell the story. It's a funny story, so I'm sorry for four people that have heard the story. But years ago, I was the head of Rashiva Bnei Akiva Yeshiva in Toronto. And in the summertime, I went on a trip. So you get into a car and you drive. So I wound up in Milwaukee for Shabbos. So Friday, I walk into a store, and I was going to buy food for Shabbos. So the guy says to me, I'm a stranger in town. I went to a from store. So the owner of the guy is a Hasidic guy. He looks at me, talks to me for a while. After a while, he said to me, there's a phone call for you. I said, it can't be a phone call for me because I don't know anybody in this whole town. Nobody in the world knows where I am. It's impossible. He said, what can I do? There's a phone call for you. So the fellow called, and I answered the phone. The fellow said to me, you know, I heard you're a stranger in town. I'd like to invite you for Shabbos. So I said to him, thank you very much. But then I figured out, I'm in Milwaukee. The guy keeps kosher. I don't know who he is, you know. So I started asking questions to find out more or less if I could figure out who he is. So the owner of the store starts laughing. I said, why are you laughing? He said, he's a Hasidic Rebbe. So, you know, you're trying to find out if he keeps kosher. He's a Hasidic Rebbe. So I agreed to go to his house Friday night. So I come to his house. On the way in, he's a Hasidic Rebbe. My daughter at that time was about, eight years old. I don't remember. So she was like 8 years old, and we walked home from shul with the Rebbe, and he's wearing a shleimel. And she looked at him and said, why are you wearing such a funny hat? So he looked at me, oh, you know, you must really be, you know, from here. We're way out, you know, you don't know anything. So he looked at me and said, what do you do for a living? So what am I going to tell him? I'm a chashav Rosh Hashiva. I told him, I'm a shlech Bnei Akiva, which is true, because I was the Rosh Hashiva Bnei Akiva Yeshiva. So we sat down to the table, and there were a lot of people. Ramichal Twersky was a very charismatic person, so, and he had a lot of guests in the household, but mostly college students, really, and they were very, very friendly with him, very close to him. And one person looks at him and looks at the table, and there are a lot of challahs on the table. So he looks at Ramichal, and he says to him, how many challahs did you bring? So I very quickly said, 12. So Ramichal looked at me and said, how do you know there are 12? Did you count so quickly? I said, no. He says, how do you know? I said, I figured you Rebbe has 12 challahs. He says, why would I have 12 challahs? I said, can I get lechem apanim? So he says, and why are there 12 challahs and lechem apanim? So I quoted, that's what you remember, Yigali lantame de besvesa na me dinu nas v'shmei kefilo kalisha. Yigali lantame is a piyut of the Yari, where it says that Kadosh Baruch Hu will one day reveal the reason for the shtemesrei lechem. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says he doesn't know the reason for the Shemesh Lechem. So I just said that. He looked at me and said, I don't know who you are, but you're not a Shlech Bnei Akiva. Was it worth it? I apologize. Okay. So let's go back. So the Vilna Gaon, that is a Hasidic custom to have 12 challahs. For the people that know Moshe Va a little bit, Beverly bakes for me a challah that has 12 parts to it, so that it should be zecher lechem apanim. I really wish she would bake it every week, but she bakes it for me in Moshe Va. Anybody who knows her from Cheshmoneim can go over and gave her a plug.
She was here last week.
Oh, because of her visiting people.
For her grandson's priest.
I didn't even know.
No, not at all. Try that again. Her son-in-law's brother's son's bris. Son-in-law's brother's son's bris.
Okay. So, Bekitzer, the question we just discussed is how many chalas do you have to have and how many do you have to cut? It's a question in the Gemara, what do you do? Now I said the reason for Lechem Mishneh is because Zeichel L'man. A person could get up with me, argue with me, and say, no, I have another reason for Lechem Mishneh. Not just because of man, but because kol iskei Shabbat kfulim. Everything about Shabbos is double. Why is everything on Shabbos double? I don't know either. But it is true. How many neshamas do you have? Two. Neshama, and on Shabbos you have a neshama yaseira. You have two. You bring shnei kvasim on Shabbos. You have zacha v'shama. Everything on Shabbos is double. You know, if I would ask you how many candles you have to light Friday night, what would be the answer?
One.
The only person who said one is because he knows the answer. I'm a little shocked. That's not good. So, you're really right. There's no place in the halacha that says you have to have two candles. You have to have Ner Shabbos. We all have two candles because it's Keshabbos, Kfulim. It's a minhag Yisrael to have two candles. So, but it's not because of the halacha of having two candles. It's Keshabbos, Kfulim. So you could say that it's Keshabbos, Kfulim, Yishav Lechem Mishneh, which makes sense what the Rashba really thought. Since Shabbos is Kafel, so you have two chalas and you cut them both. Because it's Keshabbos, Kfulim. Normally in a week you cut a loaf of bread, and Shabbos you cut both. According to this, you would cut both at every meal, not just at breakfast, not Friday night, not just morning. Shalashunis also, because kol is Keshabbos, Kfulim. Makes a lot of sense. Are women chayav in Suda Shlishin? In Lechem Mishneh, that's to discuss about Lechem Mishneh. Women chayav, what would you think?
Yeah.
So you could say, you could look, think like this. If what I just said is true, you could say as follows. Iske Shabbos Kfulim, does that apply to women also?
Yeah.
Everything that was Shabbos is kafel. That's a psa halacha. It's a, right? So if they instituted, the Chachamim instituted, it's a Gemara, Chayv Adam Lefzah Shtei Kikos B'Shabbos, because of Iske Shabbos Kfulim, it would apply to women. It would be because of man.
I say yes also.
Then you would say?
Yeah.
Because?
They also wait for Milan.
Say it out loud?
They also wait for Milan.
How would you say it in Hebrew?
Avin
Hebrew Sanes. That's what you could argue. You can say that Avin Hebrew Sanes and women chayev in Lechem Mishneh. To the best of my knowledge, and I would have to check this, in the Shulchan Aruch it does not say that women are chayev in Lechem Mishneh. It says that women are chayev in Suda Shlishi. But you know what's interesting? In Shulchan Aruch it doesn't say that women are chayev in the first Suda or the second Suda. Suda Shlishi. Isn't that funny? Don't you think it's strange? It didn't bother to say the women chayv in the first Suda, the second Suda, but it just said, you know, people have to eat three Sudas on Shabbos, and when referring specifically to Suda Shlishi, it says, Nashim chayavot b'Suda Shlishi. So if I'm not mistaken, all the Achronim point out there on the Shulchan Aruch that it's not just Suda Shlishi, women chayv in Lechem Mishneh. Can anybody make an argument why women are pater from Lechem Mishneh? But here, even if I told you this once before, I don't know if I ever said this before, but if I did tell it, I don't mind if you know the answer. Do you know any argument that women are pater from Lechem Mishneh? I can make the following argument. If you say Iskei Shabbat Kfulim, so then I don't know if I could really exempt women. I don't know. But if it's connected Aman, I could say women are exempt. You argued with me. So, there's a famous kasha of the Chassam Sofer. I know that I've said this before in yeshiva, but it's a really well-known thing, and people don't know, but it's really worth hearing. The Chassam Sofer in Or HaChaim, Siman Kuf Pei Hei, I remember this very well because the tshuva was written on Purim. And sometimes on Purim, especially at the end of Purim, it would be a good idea to drink coffee. So it's Siman Kuf Pei Hei, which is written on coffee, which is written on Purim. And it's also interesting to see a tshuva that Chassam Sofer wrote on Purim. So in that tshuva, he asked the following question. It's a well-known question. Why aren't women chayiv and tefillin? Shafei no yubasa anes. Because where does the... Do you remember the pasuk about tefillin being zecher letzias Mitzrayim? Could you say a pasuk by her? Say it again. Ki? Very good. So you say the pasuk says that you put in tefillin to remember Yitzias Mitzrayim. So they ask the Chassam Sofer this question. The Chassam Sofer is very clever. It's a good question, and maybe women are chayiv in tefillin. If women are chayiv in tefillin, they'd be chayiv in every mitzvah that they shas ban grama, because the only reason you know women are part of mitzvah that they shas ban grama is from tefillin. It's very unbelievable. The whole issue of women is at stake. How could women be patur from tefillin when it's after Nebuchadnezzar next? So the Chassam Sofer has a discussion about this. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik has a very famous answer, and I want you to, if anything, remember this answer of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. Rav Moshe explained that there are three mitzvahs that we call women achayev because of pirsumanei, because of avnei basonais. Three. One, two, and three.
Three.
Let's try. One, two,
three.
Good. What's one?
Mechanica.
Two? What? Mikra Megillah and Abacosis. True. Those are the three. They're all stated by Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Each one is women of Chayiv. What do they all have in common? They're all the Rabbanah. What else do they have in common? Pirsum and Issa. So, Moshe explained that Pirsum Anais and a mitzvah that's based on the nes are two different things. The only time women are chayiv is if the mitzvah is lefarsem et hanes. That's what the obligation is. Lefarsem. If the mitzvah is lefarsem et hanes, so every one of those three things, not only do I do it, I talk about it. When I say abakosos, not only do I say abakosos, I talk about it. I explain to people the issue of the abakosos. When I talk about Mikra Megillah, I read the Megillah. That's lefarsem et hanes. When you light the candles, I'm not sure if I ever talked about this here, but you say Haneris Halalu. Haneris Halalu might be part and parcel of the mitzvah of Hadlakas Haner. Do you know there's some Rishonim that say you say Haneris Halalu before you make the second bracha? I think it's found in Maseches Sofrim. That according to the simple text that we have in Maseches Sofer, you make the first bracha, say Aneris Halado, and then make the next bracha. How could you do that? Unless you would really learn that Aneris Halado was really part and parcel of the idea of the Farsay Mitzanes. So Moshe said, there's no shooting by tefillin. There's no mitzvah of Farsay Mitzanes. It's true, the miracle was instituted. I mean, the mitzvah was instituted because of a miracle. That's not a mitzvah Pirsum Enisa. That's not Afinir Basanes. So if that's true, you would argue and say women aren't chayiv in Lechem Mishnah either. Rabbeinu Tam said that women are chayiv in Sudash Lishit. We passed the women are chayiv in Sudash Lishit. Rabbeinu Tam said, yeah, because of Avinu Basanais. The Ran said women are chayiv in Sudash Lishit for a different reason. Because everything men and women have the same on Shabbos. Men and women have everything is the same on Shabbos. There's no difference. So he says women are chayiv in Sudash Lishit. So we have two reasons where women are chayiv in Sudash Lishit. By the second reason you could argue with, what Rav Moshe Soloveitchik argued with, would say that women aren't chayiv because of Avinu Basanais by Sudash Lishit. There's only one person in the world that I know who says that. The women are not chayiv in Sudash Lishit. He wrote a book called Yom Trua. Kapos Tamar. He wrote a book called Yom Trua. He wrote another book called Kapos Tamar. It's one of the Chaviv family who wrote this book. The Kapos Tamarim is the only person I know that says women are pater. He disagreed with both reasons. He doesn't explain the reasoning that I don't remember. He explains the reasoning as clearly as I just did with the name of Moshe, but he does say women are exempt.
What are the reasons again?
Rabbeinu Tam says women are chayiv sudash lishit because of Avinu Basanais. The Ran says because all the laws of Shabbos, men and women are the same. By the way, just because I'm spouting information that it was interesting to know, what do you think? Are women chayiv in Avdallah? Why? Well, according to the Rambam, Havdalah is Daraisa. It's connected to Kiddush. Zachar, according to the Rambam, includes both the Kiddush and Havdalah. So women are chayiv. But if you don't halachik the Rambam, if you hold Havdalah as the Rabbanan, so why don't you say it's Mislach Teshuvah Zman Grammar? So you can answer the Ran. Oh, the Ran said all the laws of Shabbos, men and women are the same. But then now you could argue and say, well, yeah, but it's not a law of Shabbos, it's a law of after Shabbos. Most people think women are chayv and Havdalah, but there are people who said what I just said. There really are people who think women are parted from Havdalah because it's not a din of Kiddush and it's a din of after Shabbos. Let's go back to Lechem Mishnah. What I just explained so far is Lechem Mishnah. How many loaves of bread do you have? How many meals? What's the reason for Lechem Mishnah? What about Yantif? Do you have the Lechem Mishnah? Come on, guys. All the information you have in your head now. Think, explain, what do you think? What?
If it's, actually, never mind.
If what?
It's for the man that will be done because the Nordic can't pick it up on. They can move, there's no issue of carry, on.
Good, what else?
And then if it was left upon him, it was left upon him.
You said like this, if it's because it's Kishabas Kfulim, so I never heard of Iske Yomtov Kfulim. Isn't it funny? We never heard of Iske Yomtov Kfulim. Do we have two Lechalas and Shab and Yantif? Most people. What do you have, two Chalas and Yantif?
Yeah.
You have Lechem Mishnah? Yes. But we never had a thing of Zachar V'Shamah. You light two candles and Yantif also? It's funny because we never thought about it, right? If the reason for Shabbos is Iske Shabbos Kfulim, why do we have it by Yantif? It's a good question. What else? If you hold this because of man, was there man on Yantif?
No.
On Shabbos there was no man. On Yantif was there man?
Yeah.
So how many people say yes? How many people say no? How many people say what do you say? Correct. Between? It's two contradictory midrashim. The reason I know Medrash is because it's quoted in Tosfos. The Tosfos is found, I think, I know for sure it's in Beitzah, I think it's that Beitzah with Beis. Very beginning of Beitzah, the Tosfos that has a discussion of there's the Man and Yantif. So you could say that that's the discussion. If there was Man and Yantif, then there's no reason for Lechem Mishnah. If there is no Man and Yantif, then why should there be Lechem Mishnah? Is there a din of Sildash Lishit on Yom Tov? Tell me the truth. I mean, don't do this. Just tell yourself the truth. How many guys are Mak Petit Sildash Lishit? I am very makbedit sudash lishit. It's a real din shulchan aruch. So sometimes I just make hamotzi. I don't have much teeth, but I think it's a real din. On yantif, how many people don't answer me? But how many people are really makbedit yantif sudash lishit? I think many, many fewer people are makbed on yantif. Somehow people don't think you have to eat sudash lishit on yantif, and their reason would be because the only reason you eat the yantif is because of the man. And since there was man on Yantov, because that's what they probably think, so therefore there's no reason to sudash lishit. I assume, by the way, that everybody who doesn't eat sudash lishit on Yantov has this whole cheshbon in his mind. I'm very naive. So, now you assume that's what they think. But what they don't know, it's a black and white halacha in the Rambam. The Rambam says that you have to have lechem mishnah on Yantov and you have to have sudash lishit on Yantov. It's Psak of the Rambam. You have to have Sudash Lishit on Yantif. So the question is why? So maybe the Rambam thought that there was no man on Yantif. Maybe that's true.
But then that might be an extra tzad to say women are Peturo in that definition, or
because if it's connected man and Rippu Maish, the whole business, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know Rippu Kivager, right? The first chief of Rippu Kivager? So you look it up. The first chief of Rippu Kivager really said women aren't Chayv and Sudash Yantif. The Rav thought it was really, really strange. What?
Where is the Rambam?
In that it says Ben
Yantif?
Yeah. It's either Perek Chavtas or Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos. I think it's Perek Lamed. And if it's a regular standard Rambam, it's the Amud Aleph page, the regular Rambam, the Amud Aleph page, somewhat near the, about 10 lines from the bottom. But it's Perek Lamed. I think it's Perek Lamed. But the Rambam says the same way you make Kiddush on Shabbos, and you make Kiddush in Yantif. That's the Kashem we mentioned. So the Lechem Mishnah, the Magid Mishnah, someone on the side says that the Ram thinks it's only Drabanan. The Rav thought that was really, really strange. The Ram says you make Kiddush in Shabbos, same way in Yantif. You make Kiddush in Yantif, same way in Shabbos. It's Daraisa. And he thought that the laws of Yontif and Shabbos, because the Rambam explains that Yontif is also called Shabbos. Yomtov is also a concept called Shabbos. So therefore, maybe the Rambam really thought either there was modern Yontif or somehow that he thought Iske Yomtov is like Iske Shabbos, that Iske Shabbos are Kfulim.
Thought so, that Rambam was strange or that Rabbi Kiva Eger was strange?
No, the Rav thought Rabbi Kiva Eger was strange. Oh. He also thought that the Pshat, that the Magid Mishnah said Kiddush and Yontif is Rabbanon, he thought that's strange. He thought it's simple that Yontif, according to the Rambam, Yomtov and Shabbos are the same din. Since there's a din of Shal Shudas on Shabbos, there's a din of Shal Shudas on Yantif, there's Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos, there's Lechem Mishnah on Yantif. I'll just conclude with just a personal thing. We, at least my family, I don't know, my family somehow, I was brought up with the way that Lechem Mishnah is not just because of man, because of whatever I said today. My father somehow felt, I don't know if there's any source for this whatsoever, and my father felt a suda chashuva as tu lechem. To show that the importance of this meal, we used to have tu lechem. I know it's strange. I don't know anybody else who did this. In my house, we had lechem mishnah purim. My father used to put two chalas on the table for purim. Erev Yom Kippur, when we ate sudam of sekas, my father would have two chalas on the table. If you ask me why, I don't know why. But it became a minhag to have somehow lechem mishnah at the table. In my house, that's what we used to do. I don't think we do it anymore because my wife doesn't come from the same background that I do when she buys the challahs. So the concept of Lechem Mishnah, we covered on Shabbos, Yantif, what didn't I cover? Any questions that I left out? No? Then you can guys go eat lunch. There's no Lechem Mishnah lunch.